live and stay on the air.
Starbucks or not two Starbucks? That is the question.
If they're not on strike.
Oh.
You haven't seen that yet?
No, I haven't. I know they only organized recently, within the last year or two, a couple of years. So they're now striking. One of the best places to work for benefits and pay. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of, from a position of not knowing all the details, but my understanding was they were one of the better employers.
They're striking because they have a dress code now and they can't come to work in pajamas.
Oh, I totally get that. Yeah. Power to the people.
I don't think it's a huge organization strike. Last I checked, it was like 1,200. I don't know if it's 1,200 people or 1,200 stores.
No, I didn't hear nothing about it. Huh. Okay. Man, that's terrible. What's this world coming to? Nazis, man.
I don't love dress codes myself, but there is a fine line.
I completely believe in dress codes. If people are not smart enough to know what is appropriate for a particular industry, then you have to lay down the law. Hold on, I'm at the window. Okay, made my order. So apparently it's not affecting this one.
I was surprised when I saw it because every time I've ever seen a Starbucks employee, they've had, like, a black shirt, black pants, and a green apron on.
Yeah, it must be regional because, same thing here. I've seen some piercings and I've seen some, hair that's just a little out of the ordinary. But, I mean, I've never seen anything radical or put-offish or anything like that or anything I would have even given a second thought to. And furthermore, I kind of remember hearing back in the day, my daughter knew a girl with a lot of tattoos, and she couldn't get a job at Starbucks because she had too many tattoos.
Before ZYQ.
What has Joe got to add this morning? Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. I caught the news blast on the TV, local news about the Starbucks, and they showed some people with cones on their head. Their faces were painted. They had multi-colored shirts that were just like going to the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was just like, when do people get to be mature? And I just thought, wow, I don't judge people, but every job I had, there was a basic dress code, and that was it. Anyhow, I just thought I'd throw that in. You guys have a good day. K4ZYQ, not sure if it goes to you, Sean, or whoever.
Go ahead, Dakota.
Good morning, Joe. Give me a minute here. I got to figure out what's going on my radio. It just keeps dropping. I checked all the FBI repeaters that I can hear, and it's weird. I lose the signal and it comes back.
Well, Sean, I watched yesterday one and one today here of the Ham Fest in Ohio. A couple live recorded live feeds of the walkthrough and all. There's quite a bit down there, as usual.
Okay, try this. Sean, did you order your FP1X yet?
Okay, I just had a chat with a gal at the window here, and she said that, yeah, it's kind of silly. She says that, you know, the dress code part of it's almost the smallest part of the whole thing, and it's not even a big deal. It's being made out to be. But she said it was about their contract negotiations, and so I don't know. That's probably one thing in the contract negotiations. So, but she kind of laughed, and she said, "Yeah, no, that's hardly part of it." But all the ones at this one are, like you said, black pants, black shirt, apron. You know, nothing weird. I'll look it up and figure out the truth.
I figured out what's wrong with my radio, and it's the dumbest thing ever. I can't believe that was it. I turned on weather alert when we had that storm, and for some reason it causes the radio to drop signal randomly.
I heard you mention that. You figured it out then, eh?
Good old Reddit. Yeah, I don't know why weather alert, but just listening to you guys, it would drop the signal for half a second, come right back, drop the signal for half a second, come right back. Turned off weather alert, and I'm fine. So, whatever.
All right, yeah, it's probably has to go check. Probably has to go check, you know, every so often.
Yeah, probably. You think it would do it in the band that's not in use, though, since it's a dual VFO, but glad my radio's okay.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ, that's like a cell phone, at least the iOS system. If you don't turn off the search for email every 10 seconds or 10 minutes or whatever it is, it'll drain your battery. So you got to scan for the weather alert where it sees if it's active. If not, it moves on. But it must have interrupted your receive.
It's called the ticket to learn for a reason. You always got to figure something out.
I'll say one last thing to interrupt you guys. I was going to say, when you said that, Dakota, it reminded me of the old Saturday Night Live with Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana. If it's not one thing, it's always something else. Anyhow, you guys have a good day. KE4ZYQ.
All right, Joe, have a good day.
Well, I'm at the breakfast location early. I even beat Leonard here, so that puts me way ahead of schedule. But right now, I think maybe two of these cars are ham radio operators. Huh. Could Dayton have that much an effect?
Looks like a pretty good time down there, but I'm going to clear out of here, go eat some breakfast. So enjoy yours, and catch up with you later. And ADDF.
All right, Dakota, I imagine you're still working on the yard. Did you get that all pretty much done before the storms?
I'm still waiting for the dozer guy. He's got to come back for another day, day and a half.
All right, I'll cut you loose. Talk to you later. W8FU. Not sure if we double or not. Catch you later, W8FU.
N8BDF.
KBB from W8FU. W8BES from W8FU. Say what?
They still in the nest.
Smug as a bug in a rug. Is that you, Jack?
Yes. KFACRC.
Where are you at?
18 in Dequindre.
Okay, I'll wait for you. Where you at now, Jack? Well, I'll save you a seat.
WNFU.
K8BB.
Sean. I was born a poor black child.
And you're still looking.
Name that movie.
I do not know. But I do know that there's a Yemeni coffee shop right at the corner of 12 Island Van Dyke, and I was wondering if you've been there.
No, but I went to their Facebook page, and holy cow, that place looks yummy. I have had Yemeni coffee recently. I was not a big fan, but I didn't, you know, I admit that I've had it once. And I don't know if what I picked was, you know, the right thing. They use some sort of a spice or some sort of a something in it that didn't strike me. It wasn't coffee-ish to me.
Okay, yeah, I've always wondered if it was the bean or the roast or the blend or the spice or something. So, all right. Well, I just thought about it as I was driving past there. I called you, but you weren't. You weren't on yet. So. All right, I gotta jump out my own. Just pulling up the dance here. K8BB.
Roger. No, I want to try the place. It looks really, really good from what I saw. So kind of looks a little classy for the neighborhood, but I'd like to give it a whirl. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. W8FU.
KF8TPZ. The movie is Steve Martin, the Jerk.
KF8BOT, listening.
How was breakfast?
Well, I'll answer. It was glorious.
Yeah, I had transmission trouble this morning. I couldn't get my butt out of bed. So, I wanted to, but I wanted to sleep in more. For me, sleeping in sometimes like that is rather difficult, so I decided I'm staying here. I'm glad it went well. NAKPP.
Yeah, there was a pretty good contingency of Hazel Park guys there, then myself and Jack and Don, BB. That was about the extent of the non-Hazel Park contingent. So that's okay. Jack's a member of Hazel Park. I help them out frequently, and Don's a friend. So it all worked out. It was a Hazel Park meeting today.
Nothing wrong with the group or friendlies. So very good. All right. So got anything on tap today? We're going to have a block party down the road. Not our block, the two blocks down, but the band is playing that I hired when Marion and I got married. And that's how I found that band, from a block party. So I think that's on our agenda today. I'm going to go and sit there and have a few soda pops and watch these guys play.
Is this an outdoor thing? Block party? Boy, I'll tell you what, the weather may not cooperate.
Yeah, I don't mind the cool. As long as it doesn't get wet, that's what makes that a worry me. You know, then it'll be bad. But the cool will be okay.
Well, I heard high winds.
Did you find a repeater?
Well, who knows? Just plug away, go forward, and you'll see.
There you go. Did Phil find a repeater?
He did. He bought an MTR, so he should be golden. No more dinking around with Kent Woods and other various junk.
Speaking of that, the cable is in for the ICOM repeater, and I found the software and the serial number to get into the software. It's open source now because the repeater's so old. But I found all of it, and I know that that's a longer-term project, but nonetheless, I'll stop by next week and drop the cable off, and I'll email you the software.
Yeah, no, I'll get that thing programmed up and ready to go as soon as I get that. And as far as where I'm going to place it, I can start working on getting it All-Star configured. So, yeah, that'll work. Cool. We'll get that one working. I thought about making it just a portable deployable repeater and just jack it in the network anywhere we want.
Yeah, you know, and you can do a repeater under a repeater or something with it. Well, not telling you anything. It's basically two mobiles. And it's only 40 watts or something like that, and it looks relatively easy to program. You know, you just shove one into the microphone, microphone jack, and set it up for the receive, and you put another one in and set it up for the transmit, and away you go. And you know, if you want to do All-Star nodes, everything else like that, I sent you the pinout. So if it works and we don't have to fix it, I think that would be a great repeater for doing that kind of stuff. You know. That way you could do whatever you want with it and make it relatively easy to do. So that would be a good idea.
Yeah, you know, I had one that I ended up deploying on GMRS. I had it for the exact same reason. Never used it once. But, I mean, it's just a glorified node, right? Full duplex glorified node. But, anyhow, we'll see. We'll see. Where I really, really want to put it, it's going to require climbing, and not easy climbing either. So that's going to be a factor. And then I have a second location, which would be better, but it has its own obstacles. So, all right, well, enough on all that. I just walked in the door from breakfast. I've got some things I got to do. I'm debating on whether I'm going to... He is. I guess I'm not going to Flint. I was going to go to Flint and to an audio show, but sounds like my son's coming over. So his birthday's tomorrow. Anyhow, I'll be around. W8FU.
Very good. Have a good one. Stay out of trouble. I did hear, if you do travel, I did hear SWR on 5-2 quite a bit this morning. Later, Gator, WAFU, or WAED, maybe. Actually, NAKBB.
K8BB.
Did it go, are you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just leaving Dad's. I'm going to figure out the 686 situation here to get home. I'm going to swing by the house and pick up a couple things. And yeah, I'm going to head out.
Problem should be able to take 75. You don't want to take, well, you can't take 696. And being Saturday, it shouldn't be terrible getting from 75. Although, on my way home from work, it's backed up all the way to DeQuinner because they're funneling everybody off on the 75 there. But I don't think you'll run into too much of that on Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't put it into the mapping and the Google Maps, but I'm expecting I'll be a little snarly there for a little bit, but yeah, they're pushing everybody under 75. But that is what it is. Once I can get on 75, then I can hold.
Should work out. I'm gonna pass, as you probably suspect that I got just some things I want to accomplish, and that would really gobble up most of the rest of the day.
Yep, no worries. I'll tell the gang you said hi. Anyway, yeah, it's always enjoyable. Parking can be a little funky, but that's what you can deal with. And let's see here. Slow traffic is, I don't even think I'm to Ryan yet. Traffic's fine. Anyway, I'll take a few pictures. I'll take some good pictures and show you the oohs and ahs.
Yeah, when he started rattling off his setup, I thought, oh boy.
Yeah, I'll tell you the Sound Lab speakers that he has are enormous, but he's got the room for it. Kind of. You know, he had the slightly, the one next model down Sound Lab speakers in there for a long time, and I really thought those were great, and he liked the sound, and the bigger ones were, all that much more, and they fit in the room. I don't know if it was maybe a lateral move, maybe a slight improvement for a whole lot of money. But it's always a treat, and he's got a super nice analog front end deck. It tricked out reel-to-reel tape, 15 and 30 inches per second, and some first or second generation the masters, I don't know, they're not called masters at that point, but first gen copies maybe, just amazing stuff. Anyway, that's the fun of it.
Yep. So, Sound Lab, are they purely electrostatic? That's their thing.
Yep. Big electrostat panels and full range. He's not running subwoofers, but it doesn't need it.
The panels are big enough that they move what they need to move for base response, and the room, you know, they work well in the room.
Good deal. Impressive stuff.
Yeah, I haven't been over in a while because it's Dayton weekend, and I went to Dayton last year, so I missed last year, and they had a couple of. You know, they get together fairly regularly, a handful of guys to do Tuesday listening sessions or Saturday listening sessions, but a number of the guys are retired, so I kind of can do that, and I generally don't make those. But for a while, he was running a pair of Boulder monoblock amps, big Boulder monoblock amps, and they were just absolutely terrific. I don't know if he's still got those. He had these big... I think they used 16 tubes each. They were like KT-88s or KT-66s or something. They were monsters. And they just heated the room up. He said he had a hard time running them in the summer because the air conditioner would just run. But anyhow, fun stuff.
I imagine he's got those Majestics, the big ones.
I don't know the model names. If they're about 9 feet tall, then yeah, that would be the ones. Because I think that room he's in has got a 10-foot ceiling, and they're just about all the way up there.
Yeah, their website is not for people looking to click on a model. You know, they're a little bit more. You kind of go there with a mission. I guess, because they got Majestic 545s and 945s and 845s, so doesn't look like it's really easy to figure out what's what, but I just looking to read up a little bit on them, you know, just see what they're all about. Crazy stuff, though.
Yeah, if you had the Google, if you're on the Google groups, there would have been an email, you know, that said May 17th meet. And down at the bottom, he put a equipment list, and I didn't pay attention. I don't know if there's any major adjustments to it or not. But yeah, great front end too. This is interesting. They're allowing people to go on westbound 696. You must be able to go over the bridge over 75 and then they're forking out for Bermuda or something. There's people going over the bridge. Huh.
Well, I do think that westbound was only going to be closed for a few weeks. I think it's the other side that shut down for years. So I'm not 100% sure on that, but they may be open back up westbound.
You may be right. I should pay attention, but I don't remember. But yeah, 75 is clear as can be here. No problem.
I'm just shocked you've got popcorn on your signal. You should be rock solid. I gotta have issues with that receiver.
Yeah, I was in that little dead zone, the entrance ramp, but I would imagine it would be good right now. 11 mile 75.
Yeah, you're fine, but there's a lot of snap, crackle, and pop that I wouldn't expect from that location, so I'm going to have to get up there and see what in the heck's going on.
Yeah, those darn hardline connectors. I bet that's it.
You know, you joke, but it's this newer AVA 50, or actually it's not even AVA 50, but it's this newer cable, and it's different than the traditional Heliacs, and the connectors are weird. We tried doing them on some 7/8s that we had up in the
at the Richmond site and just couldn't get it. The connectors are kind of different from what we're used to. And both the connectors on these are like spinning on the end, which just strikes me as odd. And I just don't know if they were put on correctly. But we got the big coax here. The I think it's 2 1/4. So, you know, could they have monkeyed up the connectors or something like that? But I don't know enough about it to dare take them apart. Cause myself a whole bunch of grief if I do that.
Yeah, I remember you saying that there was some issues when you guys were putting Richmond in that the connectors weren't even adhering, basically. And then once you had better connectors, they grabbed right on or something like that.
Yep, no, that's definitely was an issue. We figured out, got the right instructions and the tool, and was able to put them on. And then once we figured it out, it was like, okay, this works. And but the cable wasn't being prepped correctly. They're just a whole different kettle of fish. And this is labeled 7/8. You know, Heliax. It's just, it's this new AVA, that was the 7/8, the AVA 50, you know, and, you know, it's just very different from the, because I've got connectors and tools and everything like that to do the original Andrews Heliax 7/8, and they didn't work at all. So once we got the right ones and the right tool and all that, and carefully studied the instructions and saw what had to happen, we got them, and we're good. But this is also that weird new stuff with them weird compression connectors, and I didn't put them on, and they do need to get cut back. I need to cut them back to the, usually they come into the shelter, and then they're connected up. And we take them to polyphasers and connect them up to a grounding system right there at the entrance. And then we run a smaller jumper, you know, half-inch jumper to the machine. So, you know, there's a, you know, 20 foot of half-inch down at the base. So I do mean to do that. If I could find somebody that's a real pro with those connectors, I'd probably have them do that. What I need to do is I just need to sweep the damn thing and see if everything sweeps okay.
Yeah, field trip to the site. You should see it already. I'll have to get lunch afterwards or something. Okay.
Ah, if only there were more time, right? So. Okay, anyhow, have fun, drive safe. Hopefully the big windstorm doesn't come through when you're driving. I've heard rumors that there's supposed to be some storms and maybe high winds coming through, but doesn't sound like anything too terrible. And we'll have to get the report, get a rain check on going out to check it out, maybe on one of the other events you were talking about.
Yeah, next month is a good one too, much closer in Rochester. You know, different philosophy, but same level of enthusiasm. All right, we will catch you later. I'm going to pay attention to 75 here, because everybody's in a hurry today. T8BB.
All right.
You're aware? W8FU.
You stuck
what? You're aware? You're aware?
K8BB. Just got a couple more minutes here before I'm home.
I'll try it again. Believe it or not, my radio flipped off. Somebody was trying to call me back. NAKPP Mobile.
Hey, Wally. Yeah, it's John, KHBB. Just saying hi. I've got a couple more minutes here in the car before I'm home. Heard you throw your call out.
Very good, Don. Hello. Hope all is well. I'm going to grab me a cup of coffee, go to the bank. What else? A couple other trivial things I'm supposed to do here. I think that's it. Looking at a golf cart for the subdivision. Going to do that at 3 o'clock. So that's the extent of my day.
Very good. Yeah, just had breakfast with the radio guys down in Warren this morning. Don't get down there real often, but go to my dad's every Friday morning to help out with the mail and bills and some other stuff. He had an appointment tomorrow morning, so we moved it to today. I did that after breakfast and just heading back home, and the rest of the day off, a rare Saturday off. Heading out to an event with some friends. And I'll be back by dinner. So, kind of a two-hour adventure.
Well, very good. A little hard to copy you there. I'm not sure why. I think it's on your end. Maybe not. So, but yeah, I probably do better than half of those breakfasts. This morning, it was just one of those days where, you know, I woke up in time, and then I figured, no, I don't want to wake up, so I just fell back asleep. So I'm usually one of those guys that once I'm up, I'm up. I couldn't get back to sleep. But this morning was a little bit different, so I figured I'd take advantage of that. So sorry I missed you.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I don't get to many of them, and I get the impression today was a little late with some people down in Dayton. I switched over to the West Bloomfield group, Peter, I think. I kind of just crossed the line where the Warren gets staticky and this one picks up. So hopefully that's a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, that sounds flawlessly. The hiccup, I guess, so I'm told, and Phil's working on it, the hiccup I'm told with the Bloomfield heat repeater is it's got 2 ears and 1 mouth, and they're trying to get it so it's got 2 ears and 2 mouths. So I guess it hears a lot better than it talks.
Well, that is true, because I'm just a few miles from it right now in near downtown Pontiac, and it's a little rough here, but I can pull it out pretty good. I don't know if you've had some TA problems at the site. Great receives, but having some problems getting transmitter TA to be reliable and stable.
Yeah, I thought somebody said, I can't be, maybe Sean, somebody said that Bill thinks he's got his hands on one. So if he does, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I would say, was it several weeks ago now, maybe a month or two ago, that I think it was cold at the time. Anyway, they got a new repeater, or the either new antenna or new feed line or both, up on the tower. And at that point, you know, it was a week or two where it was rocking and rolling. It was sensitive and loud. And then something happened to the PA, and anyhow, it's been a project since. But I guess part of the fun of everything, right?
No, I think that's why we do it. I really enjoy fixing things and figuring things out. I think that's kind of generic in all of us. You know, everybody's got something that interests them a little bit different about this. And I think that that's part of the, gosh, I can't believe what's going on in our little town here today. I was going to go to the coffee shop. The line is 10 cars deep. It's not really the fastest coffee shop in the world, so it's not really worth waiting. And now I'm trying to cross over, and it was like a concert got out or something. This was strange.
Yeah, I think there's a philosophy that the part of the fun of it is that it's not easy. You know, we do it because it's hard. You know. But anyway, so. Well, I'm just about home. I'm going to run in the house and do a few things and then get back out on the road to head up to Emily City area for an afternoon and then get back. So enjoy the coffee and we'll catch you next time. NAKTP, KABB.
You take care, drive safe, all that other fun stuff. Hopefully I'll be a proud owner of a golf cart. New Baltimore is allowing golf carts now on our streets, as long as it's not the main one going through town. So you can cross it, but you can't drive on it, which is fine. So it's the latest bugaboo, and of course it's going to have a ham radio in it too. That'll be the first. She doesn't like it, but it's, I'm going to put a small sheepy one up in the canopy. Talk to you later, NAKBB.
Actually, that'll be fun. You know, Steve, NNN's got a golf cart down at his place in Florida. So, and I don't think he's done a radio on it, but maybe this winter will be the time for him. All right, we'll catch you later. KABB.
SSU transmitter test.
KE8 SSU, this is KF8 DPZ. The transmitter is working just fine. Your audio is clear and easily understood.
KE8 SSU, Roger, thank you.
And be safe out there. KF8 DPZ, clear after your final.
KE8 MCH, monitoring. KE8 MCH, monitoring.
I'm listening. This is Leonard, ABFK. Tried to catch you on the other repeater, but hopefully you can copy me. Come on back to Leonard, ABFK.
Well, I guess he doesn't have his radio set up right. I hear you out there, 88FK, I believe, and the other guy. I hear you both fine. Sounds like he has his transmit PL set to 123, and he's got his receive PL set to something else.
This is 88FK back to you. Been having a hard time finding you here. Come on back.
Yep. Yep, this is W8EAP here, Shelby Township. First name's Eric.
W8EAP. Eric in Shelby Township. Gosh, Eric. They have a nice, good, clear, loud signal. It sounds like it's working well. What did you put up?
Can anyone hear me? This is KFAEDQ.
Yeah, KFAEDQ, I think. Yeah, we can hear you, but you're not hearing us. I think you have your PL tone set wrong, but of course you didn't hear that because you can't hear us. So, I don't know. Try it again.
Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec with
the
radio check.
We hear you, EDQ. Anyhow, talking on a Radtel 860, RT860 here in Shelby Township.
Cool, I can hear you pretty good.
Yeah, I was just wondering why you couldn't hear us before, because two people came back to you, me and 88FK, and you didn't answer either one of us, so I don't know. Obviously, you got your PL tones right.
Am I swells turned up too high? I'm not sure. It seems like the default is set on 3. There's, you know, between 0 and 5. Maybe I need to turn it down a bit.
Yeah, I like to run my squalls pretty low, 1 or 2. If you have a PL tone on your receive, there's no really need to have it up past 1 or 2. So, depending on the radio, I got like 35 different walkie-talkies. It's crazy. I'm an addict. But I set them between 1 and 2, depending on the radio.
There we go. I turn it down to 1. Let's see if I can hear anybody else that's coming back and give me a radio check. I'm a new ham, so I'm still learning, and if there's any, I get my DMR on Monday. I'm still working on a plug to put in it, so nice to meet you, and thank you very much for the radio check. This is KFAEDQ Monitoring.
FHEDQ, this is ADHFK, Leonard in Madison Heights. I copy you quite well, so yeah, it's doing good. Back over to you there, Eric. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, very good. That new ham out there, where are you? What's your location? What repeater are you coming in from?
You still talking to me?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't write your call down. It's KF8 something with a Q. I think the issue is he's like walking in and out of like a dead spot. Like his signal's going up and down, and he moves a little bit, and he goes into a dead spot and loses his receive.
I took a step outside. Maybe this is going to be a little bit better for me. This is just a bow thing, and and I've got a 771 antenna on it. And I should be able to hit the repeater okay, but it's not, this radio is not letting any of the, much of the sound through. I can hear you okay, but I don't think I'm getting all the transmissions.
Yeah, where are you?
Do you copy Leonard?
I'm over here, Captain. I am coming in through the bird repeater. That is the KC8ELQ repeater.
Oh, you guys doubled with each other. Yeah. I have several Bofangs, and I tell you, the new ones aren't bad at all. I mean, there's some new ones out there that are on sale. $25 range are really, really, actually pretty good radios. But so you're coming off a Burt machine, and I'm coming in off the Warren machine. So there could be some network lag or something, disconnect on the network.
Okay. I think the Frankenmuth repeater also links up.
Yeah, they got a bunch of them. I don't have them on the top of my head. I can check the dashboard. It lists all the different repeaters. But yeah, whatever one you're closest to, I'd use that one.
Copy that. I'm pretty sure. I'm not even sure I can bounce off the Frankenmuth repeater from my house, but yeah, I really appreciate the radio check, and if you have any more questions, I'd love to field them.
Yeah, did you try the Flint repeater?
I don't have a program into my radio yet. I'm coming out of North Saginaw Township, and so the Flint repeater didn't come up on my query from repeater book when I only did a few miles.
Yep, okay, well, you're probably at the best repeater then. I might want to try getting a mobile antenna on your car or even a mobile antenna on a cookie sheet. You know, that'll work. Something, I mean, the 771's a good antenna. Even the clone ones, I like the original Nagoyas, but they're a little pricey, so I've been using a different one, like a knockoff one. They're pretty good.
All right, now, yeah, I've got a Nagoya off of Amazon. Hopefully there's nothing wrong with it. It seems to be working all right. You're coming in real clear.
Yeah, okay, well, have a good one out there. I'm going to scan by. I'll let 88FQ give you another turn there. Give him another turn, I should say, and I'm going to be standing by. And we're usually out here, so give me a shout anytime. W-A-E-A-P.
Copy that, W-A-E-A-P. This is K-F-8-E-D-Q. I'll keep monitoring.
Good job there, Eric. W-H-E-A-P in Shelby Township. Well, we'll get back to K-F-H-E-D-Q. Didn't catch the first name or handle, but this is Leonard in Madison Heights, near 13 Mile Dequindre. On the FEI repeater. Catch you on the UHF side here. Yeah, you sound good. I know that both things get a lot of a bad rap, but can't knock how they seem to get out. They may not be the best on receipt, but they do get out. So, yeah, give us your first name or handle there, EDQ.
Yeah, sure. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. My first name is Mike. I'm in Saginaw Township, and I'm a new ham.
Very good. Congratulations, and welcome to Amateur Radio. Southeastern Michigan has a lot of, we got a lot of hams. I can't say a lot of activity, but we have a reasonable amount. Not like it was 30, 40 years ago, but but take all we can get here. And what inspired you to get in amateur radio, Mike?
That's an excellent question. I bought my first Bolfang ham radio about 6 years ago because I wanted to get into long-distance communication that didn't involve mostly because I go out camping out in the wilderness, and I don't have cell service most of the time. And in the event that in the event of an emergency, like somebody I'm with hurts themselves or I hurt myself and I need to call for help, I wanted to get my amateur license. And it wasn't up until recently that I took renewed my interest in radios that I got on that ham study website, started studying the questions, and took my exam and passed, thank God.
Exam as difficult as you on a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult do you feel the exam was?
I just went for my technicians. I didn't go for general yet, but I think that's going to be coming up. I studied for like about a day for the technicians, and then I took the exam the next day. And I'd say 1 out of 10 is probably maybe a 2 or a 3. 2 or a 3. 1 being the easiest, 10 being super hard. I would say it's probably a 2 or a 3 out of the difficulty scale.
Very good. Do you anticipate getting your general within the next year?
We'll see. My technical still learning more about radios and making some time with the MRS and ham. I am going to get it within the next year because I am doing sand as well.
I'm starting to lose you. You must be moving around or something because kind of into a more challenging spot. It's cut down half the time. So anyway, we're down here. If you're in Saginaw, I don't know what repeater you're getting into, but I know these FBI repeaters are tied together, so you could be anywhere in the state here and probably get in. But good to hear you, Mike. We try to listen frequently, and down in the shack here, we just turn them on. I don't really sit on my call all the time, but if I hear you, I'll come back to you. KF8EDQ, back to you from AD8FK.
Copy that. Maybe I'm walking around in my backyard, and I'm thinking I should have great reception, but I think the antenna's wobbling around. Maybe I should just switch back to the regular.
KE4ZYQ.
I heard the tail end of that transmission, but I didn't catch all of it. I'm coming off of the BERT repeater. That's the KC8ELQ repeater.
Go ahead, Joe. 88FK.
Nice to meet you, Joe. I'm Mike.
Yeah, Mike, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, and if you're hearing me, be careful of your sweet spot, it's called. You may be losing us even though you're on an HT in the backyard. Where you can hear somebody real good, you got to hold that radio right there when you transmit, because if you move an inch or two or whatever, you might lose somebody and not hear the whole transmission. So just an FYI. Plus, always leave a good space between transmissions in case, somebody comes in for emergency or otherwise. But, yeah, just an FYI, good early evening, I guess it is there, Len. I'm familiar with Len. Again, my name is Joe Julian Oscar Echo there, Mike. And back to KF8 EDQ, if you got the sweet spot, found it where you're hearing the best without interruption, that's the transmission spot two. Back to you, Mike, briefly, and then back to Len.
Yeah, this is KSA-EDQ again. I am standing super, super still, so my antenna doesn't wobble around. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Len.
Well, yes, we do hear you well. Sounds like you're back in a sweet spot. So, tell us about yourself if you like. We're all ears. We'd like to learn about you. And if you have any questions for Joe or I or Eric, he may be still listening. Go ahead and throw them out there. We'll do what we can to help you out, educate you, make you feel like you're part of the group here. Go ahead there, Mike.
I'm working. I am a technical fellow at an automotive, at a car manufacturer. I work remotely. I am, I'm a computer person, so I'm hoping that these radios come come easy for me, but we'll see. I'm in my upper 30s, and I think most of the people that I talk to are a little bit older, but and they don't work. My work takes up a great majority of my time and effort, and it's important to me. And I have got one son, and I've got two dogs. I volunteer at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter. What else can I tell you? I'm just getting into radios and trying to learn as much as I can. I love motorcycles. I love computers. Starting to love radios.
EDQ, yeah, there, Mike. Yeah, when you're done transmitting, especially if there's more than one person or even if there's just another person talking with you, it's a good idea to pass it on to the next person. And we do call it a round table if there's more than two. But even if there's only two, you want to pass it to the person knowing that you're done transmitting. Just a natural habit for everybody. Once you get used to it, you'll know. Yeah, you got your sweet spot there. One important question is, are you in an apartment living, not to be nosy, but to help you out with antennas, or a condo or a house? I'm in a condo, so I'm limited with antennas. I can't put anything outside. But I got one in the attic, a Comet GP3, and I'm running my radio off of that with a coax cable lead line going to the antenna in the attic. So I'm able to get out to your area. And I'm on the KC8 UMP repeater. I think Len's on the FBI one, so we're on two different repeaters. It's linked. So over to you, Len, from KE4ZUIQ.
KE8WOJ. KE8WOJ. Go ahead, your orange juice.
Hey, Leonard. Good afternoon, fellas, and the new fella, Mike, there. Len, I've been wanting to ask you, I heard you earlier, you and Joe talking about solar power and all that. You mentioned your son and his setup, and it sounded awful familiar. I was watching a guy. I'm curious, has your son got a place up by Gorton near Gaylord? Because the place he described sounded like a video I watched of a fella up there. Sounded, he had the same setup, nice home, not a big place, but up on a hill, comfortable for a couple to live in, and he had a battery shack for storing his batteries and solar powers. He had a generator shack and another garage, I think, that he did most of his repairs and different kind of stuff with. And I thought, boy, it sure sounds like Leonard's, like what you were describing. So I just had to ask. I've been curious all day.
AWOJ. This is AD8FK. Leonard, back to you. I appreciate your curiosity, but we'll put it to rest. He's not in Michigan. He's down in Alabama, where the solar does a little more efficient down there because of the latitude. But and he does have a pretty good, they max it out, though. But they've had cloudy days the last few days, as my daughter hasn't been able to do the laundry. It takes a little bit of power to run the pump, a big water pump, and then to run the washer and dryer and all that stuff. So they've been running the generator in order to charge up the batteries again. But that's the challenges you have when you have solar. And he, rather than investing the money bringing power back to his location, he invested in a solar setup, and it saves him because it doesn't have to pay the electric bill. But his dad's got the same thing, and his brother-in-law's got a solar setup, so they're all set up a solar back there, back. And it's over a mile to his mailbox, so give you an idea. They're off the grid for sure. So let's get back to Mike there and see if there's any other anything else he'd like to add. And, of course, Eric, if he's still in there, W-H-E-A-P, if you want to jump back in, you're more than welcome, I'm sure. And then, Mike, I'd turn back to Joe when you're done there. KE4ZYQ is Joe in Clinton Township. After you say what you want to say. KFHEDQ. Over to you, Mike.
Yeah, I just switched in kind of. Can you hear me a little bit better? I think I forgot to answer a question before. I live in a house, so I have the ability to put up whatever I wanted, I suppose. But right now, I'm just kind of sticking to HDs because I don't want to dump a bunch of money into something quite yet. But I'll pass to Eric. I'll pass to Eric.
Like Eric's not with us here, so he takes it up to Joe. That's KE4ZYQ. Joe?
This is KE4ZYQ. I thought somebody tried to come back. Was that Eric?
Nope. This is Dave, NATVE, out here in Hemlock.
Ready, Dave? Well, I think we got you in there getting kind of busy here with the new ham, which is no big deal, but it's a trick to keep track of and let people take a turn there. Good to hear you out there, Rick, by the way. Just want to recognize Rick, K-E-A-W-O-J also. But, Mike, you said you're in a house, so what's your plans when it comes back around to your turn to put up an antenna eventually? I know you're a new ham, and it takes time, so nobody's rushing you. But I explained what I have in a condo. If you're in a house, you've got ability, all depend on finances and buying and family and all. Eventually, we'll see what your plans are to put an antenna on the roof or in the attic or what your plans are in the future, even though it's a ways away maybe. New station, go ahead, take it if you want. Pass it over to KE8WOJ, Rick, and this is KE4ZYQ.
All right. Appreciate you thinking I'm a new station, but I'm an old fart, and I wanted to comment. I run my home off solar and wind, and I have a big battery in the basement. It weighs about 6,000 pounds, and I have a drive-in basement. We didn't take it down the stairs. It went in the basement on dollies, so. And been off the grid here for probably 15, maybe 18 years now. And I don't like consumers' energy, and I'm not going to pay them. So instead of complaining, I did something about it. And it's TVE.
Well, I think I got it. Well, anyway, I'm going to just get back out of here and listen, guys. I just had to wander on in there and ask Glenn about his son there because it sounded, when the setup he mentioned sounded just like this guy I saw on YouTube up in Gaylord. He had quite a setup up there. Same thing, he was on a hill, I think a mile, couple miles up, from the nearest road or grid kind of thing. So, you guys have at it, and I'll be sitting by listening, KAWOJ. Not sure where it goes after this.
But Mike, our new amateur radio operator, KF8EDQ, you're up there near Saginaw, I think it is. Are you still there, Mike? You want to give a little bit of feedback to Joe? He asked you some questions about maybe, have you looked into any improvements with your next move in amateur radio? Go, Mike, AD8FK.
Yeah, thanks for the warm welcome, fellas. Hopefully you can hear me all right. I'm just starting to go for a walk now, so hopefully not too staticky. I don't have any immediate plans. My thought process was that I wanted to do as much ham as possible without getting too financially drained by it. I have used up this month's radio money on handhelds and a DMR, and so I'm thinking that as long as I can do everything that I want to do, I probably won't quit quickly. So, but I want to get my technician. I want to get my general anyway. Just for fun. I'm going to go back to my so I can because there's enough. And I'll want to listen and how you guys talk a little bit and be a little more fluid.
Well, this is KE4ZYQ. Well, Mike, you're kind of fading in and out because you're at HT and you're walking around, as I think I heard you say. With an HT, you can't walk around, move it even an inch or two too far because you'll lose and drop out. We got most of that about your money and new ham and all that, but when you're in HT, you got to find the sweet spot to keep it right there, because even an inch or two could throw you off and not be able to be heard. So until you get a base unit and something more solid and more consistent with your transmission reception, if you ever use an HT, be sure to find that what we call a sweet spot where you're able to hear everybody without dropping off. And then when you transmit, you want to hold it there too. Hopefully that makes sense. We'll see what Len has to say. And 7-3 to Rick out there, KEWOJ. Over to you, Len, from KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, greetings to you, Rick. Thanks for giving us a shout-out here and being part of the little impromptu round table at that. A couple of us heard Mike give a shout-out to his new ham and with a new HT, so if it's a new one, but at least he's got an HT there. We'd be happy to talk to you more about solar. And it sounds like, I think it was Dave that NATVD is into solar, all the way into solar. So congratulations to Dave for getting a good setup that's lasted him. He said, I think 18 years, something like that, so very good. I know my son-in-law's been into it for 12 years, and he's kept on adding to it and increasing it. His house, the main house alone, is 3,500 square foot, so losing my grip on my handheld here. So, he's been adding to it as he adds the buildings onto the property, and it seems to be working usually pretty good. But like I say, when I get a few cloudy days in a row, then you have to sort of be careful, and even and worst in the worst, you break out the generator and spend some fuel. So I want to take a standby as well, and let's see who we got left here. Eric is gone. Rick is gone. Dave, I think, has stepped by. Just Joe and you. So I'm going to leave you with Joe there. You're in good hands for sure, Mike. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Mike, and you can reply to Joe and have a between the two of you. KF8EDQ with the group. This is 73 from AD8FK.
Yeah, I'm just walking around, and I want to go back to monitoring. Back and I'm out walking and you guys won't be able to hear me that great, so have a great evening and care, and we'll talk to you again another time. This is KFADDQ signing off.
Yeah, Mike, well, 73 there to Len, and also Mike, I have one quick question. You could say yes or no. Your home, QTH there, your home, you said you got a house. Is that house got a baseball diamond off in the back area somewhere? If so, just curious if you can say yes or no if you got a minute. KE4ZYQ, back to you.
You want to look me up? But yeah, I got baseball diamonds back there.
Okay, the reason I ask is just so I have an idea of your setting of what we might suggest in the future about any antennas, location, whatever. Just an FYI. But you take care, like everyone, I'm going to sign here and get to dinner time. It's past it for me. So 73, KF8EDQ, KE4ZYQ in the group, 73.
Yeah, Dave and Hemlock, are you still out there? KE8WOJ.
Affirmative. Just finishing a mug of coffee. Trying to figure out what headache I'm going to deal with next. I got projects going on, but the radio's up.
Well, hello there, Dave. I apologize. It took a while for my old cobweb brain to realize who you were there. We spoke quite a few times. Usually we talked over on the OAP Oakland repeater in the middle of the night there. And when you said Hemlock, it finally registered who you were. How you doing there, mister?
Well, I'm doing good. Got a fire going out on the deck in the wood burner, and I was roasting up coffee beans and cleaning up the desk in the ham shack and trying to figure out if I was going to go out and set a couple of mole traps. I got a pest that's come in from next door, and I was going to roll the yard because we got about an inch of rain out of here yesterday. And I walked the yard and went to the mailbox, and it's pretty wet, so I'm going to have to wait a day before I can roll the yard and make it normal again.
Yeah, I'm curious. It appears like you're coming in off that Burt repeater also.
Yeah, affirmative. I got a Yeview mobile 35 watts or something like that, and I got a Ringo Ranger 2 outside antenna up about 40 feet, and nothing fancy, but it works pretty good. It is a 2-meter setup I got, but at least I can hit the repeater.
Well, I remember that antenna of yours. It used to do a heck of a job coming from all the way from there, Hemlock, down to Oakland County here. you always sounded like you were sitting in my driveway.
Well, thank you. That's on the vertical, and I haven't got the 26B2 back up yet. It's on the project list. But if I get that up, that's got a lot more gain when I get it zeroed in. So I'm hoping to get a better signal down there yet, down to the Pontiac repeater. That's about as far as I get. North to Grayling and down to Pontiac or wherever the repeater is located. And I got a 70 centimeter amplifier for this radio, but it's not hooked up right now. So, summertime or warm weather time, and been outside trying to get the outdoor stuff done. I've been putting off all winter and take advantage of it because it'll probably snow in a week. And ain't TVE.
Yeah, Roger that, Dave. Well, it's good to hear you again. I just had to, when it finally registered who you were there, I just had to pop in and say howdy and welcome back. I'm glad hearing you again down this way. So anyway, have yourself a good one, and hopefully we'll catch you down the road, KEAWOJ.
All right, very good. Well, I'm going to finish doing a few things around here and then go outside and throw a few more logs on the wood burner, fire pit, whatever you want to call it. And see what's going to happen. It'll be dark a couple of hours and have to either turn the outside lights on or find something to do in the house. The YL is working, so I'm going to try to get a few things done so I don't have to deal with all the other things.
All right, Dave, you take care, and what a great thing. The YL is working while you're home taking it easy. I'm telling you, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. But anyway, have a good one, and we'll catch you later. KEAWOJ.
All right, very good. KEAWOJ, you have yourself a good evening. And you'll have to forgive me. I don't remember your name. And I was trying to think of it while we were talking, and I should have jotted it down or put it somewhere, and I don't have it. Can I get your name before you go?
Yeah, sorry, Dave. I should have mentioned it. It's Rick.
All right, Rick. I got a note of it now, and hopefully I will stash it and remember the next time I talk to you. I get on the radio and go on a couple of nets and talk to several people, and when HF is doing its thing and the band is open, I try to make a few contacts on HF, but 10 meters has been quiet lately, and I don't have privileges below that at the moment, but I'm hoping to do something about that. That's a before winter time thing I need to take care of. So anyway, that's about all that's going on here. And I don't know if you're sticking around or you're going to clear out, but I'll send it back. NATVE.
Yeah, I'm going to wander on out of here, Dave. So have yourself a great one. It's great talking to you again, and I kind of look forward to running into you in the future. So have yourself a good one up there, and we'll catch you later. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
All right, Rick, you have yourself a good one. I tried the Pontiac repeater there, and I brought it up, but the audio is way down, so conditions aren't real good to communicate on 2 meters. but always got the 440 on and the local 2-4 machine here in Saginaw. So anyway, you have yourself a good evening, and we'll catch you when it happens. KE8WOJ, NATVE, 73.
Yeah, Dave, just for your knowledge there, that Pontiac, the OAT repeater, it's really gone down the drain there. I'm only a few miles from it, and I can barely receive it anymore. It's supposed to be the emergency repeater for the county here, and I don't know how anybody could use it. They usually end up over on a Clarkston repeater, one of the other repeaters, because it's really gone down the drain, so... I wouldn't work too hard at trying to get to that one. I'm a few miles away, and I have trouble with it. So, anyway, take care. Catch you later. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
All right. Well, that's too bad. It needs maintenance, and whether it's got bad connectors or what's going on, somebody needs to go in and do something, but that'll happen when it happens.
NADDF.
Gathering. Were there as many there as your place? It was quite a gathering at your place.
Yes, possibly more. Bigger place. I don't know. Maybe about the same. Give or take a few. We ended up with 35 here by our final official count. It might have been about the same. Yeah, a fun time was had by all.
I was kind of shocked. I was looking over his setup, and everything is just so, you know, so incredible. That the preamp, good grief, one of 38 made. And the amp, incredible Class A monster. And, of course, the speakers, just all in all, just incredible stuff. But what shocked me was in all of it, his streamer is a Blue Node.
Yeah, well, you can tell what's being taken seriously, you know, and what's just sort of, I don't know, I guess not being taken seriously. I don't have a good selection of words right now, but yeah, it's a token nod to streaming.
Yeah, and I get that, but you would think, you know, he's really spared no expense in so many other aspects that, you know, I would expect to see something a little bit more formidable in there. I mean, streaming, after all, is gotten to be pretty significant. It's no joke. So, but hey, you know, like you said, the rest is incredible, and the tape has me perplexed. I get it. I get that one in particular. You know, with the masters and all that stuff, and when he's got some, so. But I don't know if I would venture down that rabbit hole unless I stumbled into a large collection of tapes that I wanted to somehow listen to. It's like I've always pined for a Nakamichi Dragon, but I couldn't in good conscience buy one today.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good line on tapes. You know, he's got, you know, some of those 15-inch per second, you know, first generation copies are absolutely amazing. But he's got a bunch of other tapes too, so he's gone far enough in with the deck and you know, the external tape EQ and preamp into the system preamp. You know, so he's kind of gone all in. It's the best source I've ever heard. At his place, there's another local guy that's got a tape, a really nice tape front end, and it audio shows. The only jaw-dropping experiences that I've had at audio shows, they've always been tape source. So, you know, you eliminate all of the variables of the LP, because that's where the LP came from. You know, they're cutting those from tapes. So, with rare exceptions. And so you just kind of eliminate all of those variables and some pretty cool stuff. But yeah, you're right. The media is very limited and very expensive.
Yep. You know who's, I remember, was big into that was RPAD's dad. He had at least a few the reel-to-reels, and I imagine a good collection to go with it. I just remember that stuff. So I am here at this little Indian place where I've got some chicken biryani waiting for me. So I'm going to go get it. I'll be back. W8FU.
Okie dokie. Curry on. K8BB.
Oh, this place is so good, but there is definitely a language barrier.
You got what you ordered, yes?
Yes, I did. But, you know, they don't have menus, and they don't really have an online website that you can look at stuff. And the order online link in their webpage only has a few things, and their menu is much more expensive. Well, then she told me, she says, well, go to DoorDash, all our stuff's there. I go, you didn't have any link to that, you know, and she doesn't really understand what I'm saying, and, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, and I'm sure I'm butchering some of the pronunciations, but anyhow. But now I know I can go to DoorDash and find them, and I'm going to check that out when I get home, but It's the place, do you remember that buffet, that Ming Hua Chinese buffet right at 12 and Ryan, where the, I think it was a CVS pharmacy was?
Oh, yeah, that was the, that was the northeast corner in the second building over from the road. Yeah, I remember where that was.
Yeah, they've now taken over that. It was something else a long time ago. I forget what it was. And then it was at Ming Hua, which was, you know, it was like Mongolian barbecue. And now it's this, which is Al Shahi or something like that. But it's Indian and Bangladeshi. And I went in there just on a whim a couple of weeks ago, and I was very impressed, very good. So tonight, Andrea didn't want nothing, and my son was there, and I know he likes this. And I said, how about we grab some Indian from the place that just opened up? It's really good. And I'm real picky about Indian food. And he couldn't. He said he had to get home, and it was good thing I didn't go, by the way. His birthday is tomorrow, and he decided to come over today. It's his day off, so he decided to come over today, and we did yard work. We swapped gave him his birthday gift and card and all that stuff, did some yard work, and I seemed if he wanted to go grab something to eat, but he had to get home to the girlfriend and all that stuff, so. And I said, well, by golly, you know, I got a taste for it. I'm going anyhow.
Well, you enjoy. I have not acquired a taste for Indian cuisine, and among a bunch of other, interesting world cuisines, it's just not my thing. So I'm envious of those who are more diverse in their tastes, but I'm not. Well.
I mean, have you tried some of them, or you tried and said no, or just you don't want to try them, or I'm just curious, because they're all so different.
I will elaborate over Kofefe, but yeah, I've done a little experimenting, not a ton, probably not enough, but I have preconceived notions.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'd be curious to find out what your experience is. But anywho, okay, I'm here. I'm going to get inside. It looks like my son's still here, so that's good. Maybe he will want some after all. I'll be back in a while from inside. W8FU.
Okie dokie, 73, K8DD.